Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pray the special divine office for St. Luke, St. Luke the Evangelist. And we pray for Bill's special intention through St. Ulrich, I hope I'm saying that right, to grant Bill his needs and his special intention. I feel much better than I sound. It's just this darn thing got into my throat, and now it's hard for me to... There's like a tickle back there. Anyway, it's not as bad as it sounds. Here we go. Let us pray for our Father, our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, as he goes to canonize 7 awesome new saints from all parts of the world, or from so many different parts of the world. Let's pray for his monthly intentions for October and for all of our needs as we approach his favorite Sunday, World Mission Sunday. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He is my comfort and my refuge. In him I put my trust. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands, my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my savior, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings peoples under my rule. He is my comfort. Amen. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, in order to share in its rewards. Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind. Man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a shadow. Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, in order to share in its rewards. Lower your heavens and come down, touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke. Flash your lightnings, rout the foe, shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes, whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, in order to share in its rewards. This grace. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes, whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. This grace has been given to me to proclaim to the nations the infinite riches of Christ. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. To you, O God, will I sing a new song. I will play on the 10-stringed harp. To you who give kings their victory, who set David, your servant, free. You set him free from the evil sword. You rescued him from alien foes, whose mouths were filled with lies, whose hands were raised in perjury. Thank you for all the rescues you've done in our lives. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let our sons then flourish like saplings, grown tall and strong from their youth. Our daughters graceful as columns, adorned as though for a palace. This grace has been given to me to proclaim to the nations the infinite riches of Christ. Let our barns be filled to overflowing with crops of every kind, our sheep increasing by thousands, myriads of sheep in our fields, our cattle heavy with young. No ruined wall, no exile, no sound of weeping in our streets. Happy the people with such blessings, happy the people whose God is the Lord. Our sheep increasing by thousands, myriads of sheep in our fields, our cattle heavy with young. No ruined wall, no echo. No sound of weeping in our streets. Happy the people with such blessings. Happy the people whose God is the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts, we ask for Bill's healing and strengthening, and mindset to be healed, and heart to be healed. We ask for God's grace for everything that we need to pray for everyone's intentions. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. This grace has been given to me to proclaim to the nations the infinite riches of Christ. Reading from the letter to the Colossians, we always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in our prayers for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you bear toward all the saints. Moved as you are by the hope held in store for you in heaven. You heard of this hope through the message of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, has borne fruit, and has continued to grow in your midst, as it has everywhere in the world. Tell all the nations how glorious God is the response to prayer. Tell all the nations how glorious God is. I also want to read you our lesson today. This is the lesson from the Office of Readings, the good old Office of Readings, faithful Office of Readings. Two special readings selected specifically for the Feast of St. Luke. The nations heard and rejoiced. They praised the word of the Lord. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The church was filled with the consolation of the Holy Spirit. Barnabas took Saul in charge and introduced him to the apostles. He explained to them how on his journey Saul had seen the Lord, who had conversed with him, and how Saul had been speaking out fearlessly in the name of Jesus at Damascus. Saul stayed on with them, moving freely about Jerusalem and expressing himself quite openly in the name of the Lord. He even addressed the Greek-speaking Jews and debated with them. They, for their part, responded by trying to kill him. When the brothers learned of this, some of them took him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Meanwhile, throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, the church was at peace. It was being built up and was making steady progress in the fear of the Lord. At the same time, it enjoyed the increased consolation of the Holy Spirit. Those in the community who had been dispersed by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, making the message known to none but Jews. However, some men of Cyprus and Cyrene, among them who had come to Antioch, began to talk even to the Greeks, announcing the good news of the Lord Jesus to them. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number of them believed and were converted to the Lord. News of this eventually reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, resulted in Barnabas being sent to Antioch. On his arrival, he rejoiced to see the evidence of God's favor. He encouraged them all to remain firm in their commitment to the Lord, since he himself was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. Thereby, large numbers were added to the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry, we're not done yet. Then Barnabas went off to Troas to look for Saul. Once he had found him, he brought him back to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and instructed great numbers. It was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Responsory prayer. The word of God continued to increase and spread everywhere, and all who were destined for eternal life believed in it. The disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. And all who were destined for eternal life believed in it. So let's be joyful, warriors of Christ, as Father James says. Second reading from a homily on the Gospels by St. Gregory the Great, Pope. The Lord follows his preachers. Beloved brothers, our Lord and Savior sometimes gives us instruction by words and sometimes by actions. His very deeds are our commands, and when he acts silently, he is teaching us what we should do. For example, he sends his disciples out to preach two by two, because the precept of charity is twofold, love of God and of one's neighbor. The Lord sends his disciples out to preach in twos, in order to teach us silently that whoever fails in charity toward his neighbor should by no means take upon himself the office of preaching. Rightly is it said, that he sent them ahead of him into every city and place where he himself was to go. For the Lord follows after the preachers, because preaching goes ahead to prepare the way, and when the words of exhortation have gone ahead and established truth in our minds, the Lord comes to live within us. To those who preach, Isaiah says, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the paths of our God. And the psalmist tells them, make a way for him who rides above the sunset. The Lord rises above the sunset because from that very place where he slept in death, he arose again and manifested a greater glory. He rises above the sunset because in his resurrection he trampled underfoot the death which he endured. Therefore, we make a way for him who rises above the sunset when we preach his glory to you. So that when he himself follows after us, he may illuminate you with his love. Let us listen now to his words as he sends his preachers forth. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest. That the harvest is good, but the laborers are few, cannot be said without a heavy heart. For although there are many to hear the good news, there are only a few to preach it. Indeed, see how full the whole world is of priests. Yet in God's harvest, a true laborer is rarely to be found. Although we have accepted the priestly office, we do not fulfill its demands. Think it over, my beloved brothers. Think over his words. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest. Pray for us that we may be able to labor worthily on your behalf, that our tongue may not grow slack, weary of exhortation, that after we have taken up the office of preaching, our silence may not bring us condemnation from the just judge. He wrote carefully, responsive prayer. He carefully traced the whole story from the beginning and wrote his gospel so that we might understand the truth of the teaching we had received. He gave us a record concerning all that Jesus did and taught, so that we might know the truth of the teaching we had received. Our God, Canticle of Mary, the holy evangelist Luke is worthy of praise in the church, for he has proclaimed the tender compassion of God of Christ. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The holy evangelist Luke is worthy of praise in the church, for he has proclaimed the tender compassion of Christ. Our God is the Father of light. Through the good news of his Son, he has called us to believe in the truth. Let us pray now for his holy people as we say, Lord, remember your church. Father, you raised your Son, our good shepherd, from the dead. Make us his witnesses to the ends of the earth. Sent your Son into the world to bring good news to the poor. Give us courage to bring this good news to all peoples. You sent your Son to sow the word of life. Help us to sow his word and to reap its harvest with joy. You sent your Son to make the world one through his blood. May all of us work together for this unity. You sent your Son at your right hand in the heavens. Open the gates of your kingdom to those who have died. Through Saint Ulrich's prayers, if possible, grant Bill. Through Saint Ulrich's prayers, grant Bill's intention. Please, Lord, hear our prayer. As we pray to the Lord, pray on this feast of Saint Luke for all those who don't understand that evangelization is fun. For Catholics to realize that evangelization is fun, that evangelization is an honor, that evangelization is their privileged duty. Find ways to spread this word of God in their words and actions more and more. Lord, remember your church. Gathering all of our prayers into one, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, you chose Luke the evangelist to reveal by preaching and writing the mystery of your love for the poor. Unite in one heart and one spirit all who glory in your name. and let all nations come to see your salvation. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. We thank you most fervently, O God, because you are the God of righteousness. You're involved in creation. You want to be our Father. You want to be kind to us, even when we can't see you, feel you. When things seem to be going wrong, it seems like we're disappointed. Help me to discern with you where you're calling me and to be filled with more with spiritual joys. Help all of us to be filled more with spiritual joys. I ask this through Christ our Lord. I pray, God, for my partial or plenary indulgence after this chaplet for the soul in purgatory. So let's pray the chaplet of divine mercy now. And this is a very powerful indulgence prayer during this year of hope. We can benefit a great deal from it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I praise you, Lord, for all the relationships you've given me with other people in these online communities. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. First Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Have mercy on us. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I offer you this grace, thunder indulgence for the soul and purgatory. May he or she be released and helped. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.